for hurry and scurry, both to and fro. A clap of thunder, bam! And some really gusty wind. Everyone agrees it's a pretty dramatic evening all round. Pan right, it's a hospital room. A clammy, pregnant woman lies spread-eagled on the bed and is about to produce pitter-patter of her own. She's not going to wet herself, although that's often a distressing side effect of childbirth. I'm referring to the pitter-patter of children's feet. "Stand back," says the midwife. "Her contraptions are massive. Get ready." "Looks like Anthony Eden's about to be named Prime Minister," mutters a nurse as she strolls past the door. "And Chelsea are about to win the First Division title," replies an orderly, almost certainly not educated enough to follow politics. In the corner of the room, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley blasts from the radio, quietly. You see, this wasn't now, it's then. The present tense used in this passage is just a literary device so that this next bit comes as a surprise. The scene is actually unfurling in 1955. The hospital? The Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. The sweaty woman, Mrs. Dorothy Partridge, my mother. And the child's head slithering from her legs. It belongs to me. The child was I, Partridge.
"You've done it. Brilliant pushing," says the midwife.
She holds the newborn aloft like a captain lifting a fleshy World Cup and then